clearly here in Saskatchewan, there's building happening 12 months of the year. We don't have the luxury of skipping out on the winter time. Otherwise there wouldn't be much building happening. So we do build all year round, but there are some things to just know. The two obvious things that people ask about are number one, quality, and number two, price. Welcome back to the Spruce Home Show, your local podcast that talks all things custom home building. Things to be aware of, things to expect, and things to take note of. Thanks for tuning in. Let's go. Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to what is now the second episode of 2023. I hope everybody's having a good new year so far. It's kind of hard to believe that we're basically to the end of January already, but I mean, time flies. It's funny how we all set New Year's resolutions. Well, most people set New Year's resolutions. I will say that I'm not a resolution setter, but still thinking through at the beginning of the month, different goals, personal goals, business goals, family goals, whatever, right? And now to think we're already almost done the first month, and it seems like New Year's was just yesterday. So it is weird how that all kind of happens. So this morning, I actually recorded this early because we are on the way to Edmonton on the day that this is released. So this is going to be out on the 25th. So if you're listening on the 25th, we are on the way to Edmonton, where we got invited to go out to Durabuild, who is our window and door supplier, and their manufacturing plant is in Edmonton. So we got invited out there to tour the plant and see what they have going on. They just invested in a very cool new machine that is going to, it's just going to make the finishing of their windows much nicer, and I'm very excited for it. They haven't announced it yet, so I'm having to keep my lips shut, but for a lot of people that we build for, it will just create a better finished product, which is really what we're always striving to do. So I'm really excited to see what they have going on. I'm really excited to learn. It will be interesting. I've never been to a manufacturing facility, not in the residential construction industry. I haven't had that opportunity yet. So I'm interested to go and see what that process looks like. And there'll be lots of learning that takes place. And I'm sure there's going to be things uncovered that I didn't know, and lessons learned and reasons why they do things and challenges that they may have, and et cetera, et cetera. So anyway, I'm looking forward to that. And then we actually get to go to an Oilers game as well. So I've actually never been to an Oilers game. I've been to lots of NHL games, but never one in Edmonton, ironically. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing the new rink. So that's what's going on with us. But anyway, we wanted to talk about a topic that is maybe timely. Maybe it's a little late in the year to discuss this, but I think it's still relevant, and that is building a home during the wintertime. We do get questions often enough about that. Like, can you build in the winter? Should you build in the winter? What does that look like? What are the consequences? Does it make sense? Should we wait? Yada, yada, yada. And to be honest, it's like a very fair question. And until you've went through it, you don't necessarily know whether it's worth breaking ground in the winter, whether you should wait, what the risks are, and stuff like that. So we walk through our clients. Clearly, here in Saskatchewan, there's building happening 12 months of the year. We don't have the luxury of skipping out on the winter time. Otherwise there wouldn't be much building happening. So we do build all year round, but there are some things to just know. And if you are planning to build a custom home, you may fall in that winter time frame. You may not. You may choose to avoid it, or you may not. You may not have that ability. You may not have the choice. It obviously depends on everybody's personal circumstances, but I thought that at the very least I'd go through and kind of talk through that if you are going to build in the winter, what you should think about, and maybe break some myths along the way also. So I think the two obvious things that people ask about are number one, quality, and number two, price. And so the first concern is that if you're building in the winter, there's going to be quality concerns. Either from a concrete standpoint, obviously concrete is poured warm or hot, and it needs time to cure, and it needs time to cure at proper temperatures. So that's obviously the first automatic thing that I think people think about is, well, if we're pouring concrete in the wintertime, can we do that, I guess, or how do we do it, and is there costs involved? And from a foundation standpoint, that's probably, if you're going to build in the wintertime, it's probably the biggest additional cost that you would have if you weren't building in the wintertime. Now, the severity of those costs will mainly depend on when you actually break ground. Like if you're breaking ground in, let's say, early November, when the ground is not frozen yet, when you're not getting super frigid temperatures, you still may need to hoard your concrete. You still, depending on the year, you may still need to heat it, but at least the ground's not frozen yet. So there's a few different pieces to it. In the wintertime, the concrete alone is just more expensive. In the wintertime, if the ground is frozen, it will cost more to just physically dig the hole because now they're digging through frozen ground. It's more challenging. And then there's also the heating aspect, that if you need to heat it to keep temperatures up for that concrete to properly cure, obviously there's a cost involved with that also. So any of those costs that you can avoid helps mitigate the cost of building in the wintertime. So if, like I said, if you can dig in early November, you still may have some of those heating costs, but you're going to avoid some of the excavation costs. On the other end of the spectrum, if you're going to start building, let's say in March, well, in the beginning of the March, the ground is still going to be frozen. So you're going to take on some of those additional excavation charges, but you actually likely will avoid some of the heating charges throughout the build as spring hits. So I would say the biggest dent in your pocketbook is if you're going to start building kind of in the middle of the wintertime, where you almost take on all of those costs. And most times you can avoid that, but sometimes you can't either. So it's just something to know. How big are those costs? Depend on a lot of different factors. How big is the house? Where is the house located? What's the soil like? Yada, 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 yada. But from a pure quality standpoint, it's not something that I would be concerned about. As long as things are done properly, I have no concerns about the quality of the concrete work. And that's the same with all of the other parts of the build also, right? I mean, concrete is just, it's very important. It's the foundation of your home, but there's lots of other components of your house too. I mean, one of the things that I've heard over and over again is a concern that trades are going to either not even necessarily cut corners, but just not pay attention as closely because they're going to be in a hurry because of the cold and it's uncomfortable. And I think that's a myth that just isn't accurate. I think if a builder is doing their job, let's even just say that is the case, and guys are hurrying to try and either finish up for the day or get back into the truck to warm up or whatever it is. If the builder is doing their job, they're going to go behind and make sure that everything is done properly and nothing is missed anyway. So in the event that those things do happen, everybody is human, remember that, then they still should get caught. It's not a huge concern of mine. And I think that is kind of a myth that we just have to deal with here in Saskatchewan, because like I said, winter's long and we don't have the luxury of kind of only operating from May through October. So guys are just used to it. And I guess on that note, I would also almost argue that at times guys can be more careful and pay more attention, because the reality is a lot of times winters aren't as busy as summer times are. So in the summer, when guys are hectic and trying to go from one place to the next and they fall behind on one job, so they're trying to make it up on the next, there's an argument that there's more kind of room for error or a bigger chance for guys to miss things in those times where it's really hectic than it is when maybe they do have, maybe they still have a full schedule, but maybe it just runs smoother because there's not the volume of places they need to get to. So they do have the opportunity to go back and make sure and take their time. And yeah, maybe that does mean the timelines get bloated a little bit, but I think that there is an equal argument that if you think that things are going to get missed, I think there's an equal chance that they don't. So that's, I would say, my take on quality. I have no concern that building in the wintertime will not affect the quality of your home. And then the second is, we talked about it a little bit already, but is the price difference. And like I talked about, probably the biggest impact can be excavating and basically the entirety of your foundation work. The other thing that it ends up being more expensive than a lot of people think it will be is utilities. And it really comes back to the cost of that heat. So let's just say hypothetically you were to start building in April. Well, by the time that you had guys in there doing rough-ins, by the time drywall hits, you really don't need to run much, if any, heat depending on the weather. But at the very least, it's a little bit of heat for a short amount of time. You don't have to worry about the basement floor freezing at that point in time. So you don't have to run heaters downstairs. Really, if you're starting to build in April, you probably don't need heat in the house until drywallers get in there. And likely then you probably still would need some, but it would be not very much. On the flip side, if you're building throughout the wintertime, you're, at least the way that we are building, we have heat running at least down in the basement, basically from the very beginning. We're trying to avoid having the bottom of the excavation freeze so that we don't have any potential for frost heaving underneath of your footings. I would say that's not an industry standard. It's something that we do that most others don't. To be honest, it's the engineer that we work with, we've talked about it quite a bit in the past. And it's just a caution that we like to take, because if you do have freezing and melting of snow and water in and around your footings, you do have that potential that they're gonna heave. I think in practice it doesn't happen that often, but we just want to avoid that kind of 1 in 100 scenario where it can happen, because once it happens, I'm not going to say there's not a whole lot that you can do, but it's a massive headache for everybody involved to try and correct. And it's just not something that we want to deal with, or we want to have our clients have to deal with either. So that being said, when you're running heat in a basement where there's no insulation yet, and either in the basement or in the house, obviously the heat is escaping, and those heaters are basically running 24/7, and the cost of that power, it does add up. And so it is just something to be aware of. Now, that sounded doom and gloom, and everything that I just said basically might have sounded like don't build in the wintertime. I think there's flip side to that also. I think that one of the things to remember is that most manufacturing companies, most suppliers, do annual price increases typically every January. So let's just say you're trying to decide, do you start building, do you dig the hole and sign a contract in September or October to start building maybe somewhere between October and December, knowing that some of these added costs that we just talked about you may incur. Do you sign that contract then, or do you sign it in the late winter to start building in the spring or summer to avoid some of those costs? I think one thing to keep in mind is that if you're going to go with the latter, if you're going to wait and sign in the spring, there's a very real possibility that the material is going to cost more, and your entire house is going to cost more. So for a frame of reference, like a lot of times, in a typical year, those price increases in January look to be in that 2-5% range is kind of normal. Sometimes there's none, sometimes it's a little bit more, but just use that 2-5% as an industry norm. It's just almost expected. So then the argument is, well, if you wait, do you run the risk of paying that added cost anyway because of the yearly inflationary increases? Do you have a crystal ball? No. At some point in time, you're going to have to just make that decision. And I think just having all of those, that information might help. Like, do you decide to just go for it early, or do you decide to hold off? Now, one thing that I would keep in mind is, while you're building in the winter, expect some added timelines. There's a couple obvious reasons. The first, weather. Obviously, we get a couple cold snaps a year in Saskatchewan. And if you are already doing all the inside work, like if the house is framed, roughed in, and now you're working on drywall, you have the house closed in, and then a cold snap hits, well, that cold snap's probably not going to affect the timeline of your house. However, if you're framing and then a cold snap hits, it's likely going to back those guys up. To expect a house to be framed in kind of 35 below weather in the same time frame as it's going to be in plus 35 is obviously unrealistic. Guys are obviously need to warm up more. Tools freeze up on people. Equipment doesn't work as well or at all sometimes. So there are times where guys just either can't be working outside, either it's not safe to do so, or the efficiency is just so below where it should be that it doesn't make sense to work on those couple days. So keep that in mind. Expect that those timelines will be extended. Likely your builder's telling you this before you sign the contract. It's already probably in the schedule as like weather buffers, but you never know what's going to come. If you get 4 or 5 cold days in a row, that probably has a minor impact. But I remember a few years ago, we had like 3 weeks of minus 35 weather in a row. Well, that can like really back things up. That could almost bring your build to a halt for those couple weeks. So just remember that. Be patient. Be understanding. The other is Christmas. In Saskatoon, for sure, it is the residential construction industry for that week and a half between Christmas and New Year's basically shuts down. It's very common for almost every tradesperson, builder, doesn't matter what trade they're in, sometimes even plants. Like, I know there's some plants that, manufacturing plants, that will shut down during that time for plant maintenance, which means that there can be a backlog of orders that continue to come in that are not being fulfilled for that, call it 2-week period. So there can be timelines delayed for those types of things also. So those are just, keep that in mind. If you're going to be building throughout the winter, just be a little more flexible, be a little more patient, be understanding, and kind of put yourself in the shoes of the people doing the work, just for some compassion, I think, right? Then I think the last thing, which is maybe a myth a lot of people have, is that you should build in the winter, or it's a good idea to build in the winter because labor's cheaper, because things are slow. And I just think that that is the furthest thing from the truth. Maybe that was the case in a different time, but the reality is that we are just, everybody is so short strung. Maybe that's not the right word, but I would say there's two things. Number one, if somebody is slow during the winter time and busy during the summertime, to me that says something. Maybe you don't want the people that are seasonal like that to be doing the work on your custom house, because the reality, like I said, is that housing and construction in general in Saskatchewan happens 12 months out of the year. So I would question why they're offering cheaper rates because they're slower in the winter time than they would be in the summertime. To me, that is a red flag. And I can tell you that the people that we work with, it's just not the case. It's year round, 12 months a year. Kind of go. Sure, is there ebbs and flows? Yes, of course. Does that mean that during the slower times they're sitting on the couch at home? No, that's not what it means. It just means that maybe they aren't completely maxed out and going from one place to the other in a full sprint all the time. It means more just I guess more of a relaxed pace, but there's still lots going on. So I think those are the people that you want to be working with. You want to be working with the people that always have things going on. And I think I would question is if you can get a plumber cheaper in the wintertime than the summertime, I would question that. I would say that there's same thing as I talked about earlier. I would have an argument that it should be more expensive, not less, because if a framer is going to frame a house, it's going to take him less time to frame it in the summer than in the wintertime. So technically, if he's charging even the same, he's making less money on an hourly basis. So sometimes there are those winter charges for trades as well. I will say that in my experience anyway, it doesn't happen very often. So that's probably not something that you should be concerned about, but that's just more busting the myth around things are cheaper in the winter. From a labor standpoint, it's just not something that I see. So I think I just wanted to cover that. I wanted to try and bring a holistic view into what it would be like, things that you should consider, things just that you should be in the know about. Like I said, if I was building my own house, actually, we did build our own house during the wintertime. We broke ground in November and built through the winter. So obviously, I don't have any concerns with it. One kind of trick to make things a little bit less expensive is exactly what I said earlier. Try and break ground as early into the fall as you can. Like if you can break ground in that early November, you will avoid a lot of the additional costs from a concrete standpoint, so it won't be that big of a deal. And then the second thing is get your gas line installed as fast as you can, because if you do need to run temporary power, running temporary power off electricity instead of off of gas is exponentially more expensive. So if you can get a temp gas furnace in the basement and running as fast as you can, it might cost $200 a month to run that temp heater, if you didn't have it, it could cost $2,000 a month for electricity if you're running electric heaters. So it's a big cost saver just to get that gas line in faster so that you have alternative heating options other than electricity. So I think at the end of the day, it's really scenario dependent. Like I said, would I hesitate? Obviously not. We did it. It is based on your scenario, though. I can say that if in these past year, it would have been worth your while to sign a contract and get started earlier and build through the winter from an interest rate standpoint, right? Like waiting, your interest rates would have just been ticking up and ticking up and ticking up. And long term, that would have had a far greater value than building throughout the winter. There could be scenarios you might want to take advantage of a good selling season to sell the home that you're in now, right? So if you're going to move into your new house and then sell your next one, maybe you want to sell it in the spring or the summer when it's busy, which means then you need to be out, so your other house needs to be done. Maybe if you're moving from a rental into a home, your lease is coming due, and if you have to renew it, your rental rates are going up. So that's something to consider, et cetera, et cetera. Obviously, just availability of the builders. That's been a big topic of conversation over the last 2-3 years, is just how busy everybody has been. So availability, just like when can I actually do it, comes into play. And so I think it's different for everybody. But hopefully this helped give a little bit more holistic viewpoint of things to think about anyway. And then depending on your scenario, it may make sense to wait. It may make sense to pull the trigger. I can't say that for sure, but I can tell you that there are good reasons on both sides of the coin. So that being said, we're going to shut it down here for today. I hope you guys have an excellent rest of your day, excellent rest of your week. You finish off January strong and roll into February 2023. So I will see you guys probably next week, and we will chat then. Take care.